Welcome students, today we are going to deal with a new topic, tree, that is tree structure. So first of all, if you hear the word tree, so we can remember the tree which we call in the botany. So now we are not going to deal with a botany tree. Here we are going to study about the tree in computer, that is tree ADT. So first of all, we come to a definition, that is a tree is recursively defined as a set of one or more nodes where one node is designated as the root of the tree and all remaining nodes can be partitioned into non-empty sets T1, T2, T3 and TK, each of which is a subtree of the root. This is the definition of tree. So as you know all, in botany, we can see the tree as a root. There is no tree without a root. Here also, we have a, if there is a tree, there is a root. The root is called the root node. A node which doesn't have a parent in the above tree is called root node. And the node is an item of information. Okay, this node is able to store an item of information, that is a data or an element. So, and this root node, if it has more than one node, and this root node may be called as a parent. It's a parent node, and the node which does not have any other node is called leaf node, and that is a node which does not have any other children is called leaf node or a terminal node. And path, a sequence of consecutive edges is called path. Then ancestral node, an ancestor of a node is any predecessor node on the path from root to that node. The root node does not have any ancestor. In the above tree, nodes A, C and G are the ancestor of node K. Next, coming to the descendant node. A descendant node is any successor node on any path from the node to a leaf node. The leaf node do not have any descendant. In the above tree, nodes C, G, J and K are the descendants of node A. Next, coming to the degree. A degree of a node is equal to the number of children that a node has. The degree of leaf node is 0. So if a parent, they may have children or they may not have children. So likewise, the node which has children is countable as a degree. Next, in degree. In degree of a node is the number of edges arriving at that node. Out degree. An out degree of a node is the number of edges leaving that node. Height. Height of a tree is the total number of nodes on the path from the root node to the deepest node in the tree. Next, coming to the depth. For any node n, the depth of n is the length of the unique path from root to n. The depth of the root is 0. Sibling. All nodes that are at the same level and share the same parent are called siblings. So you also have sibling. Sibling means the brothers or sister. So born with you is called sibling. So likewise, the node of the same level is called sibling. Next, coming to the topic called binary tree ADT. A binary tree is a tree. And it's a non-linear data structure with a maximum of 2 children for each parent. Every node in a binary tree has a left and right reference along with the data element. The node at the top of the hierarchy of a tree is called the root node. The node that holds other subnodes are the parent nodes. A parent node has a 2 child nodes, the left child and the right child. So next, hashing. Routing data for a network traffic, data compression, preparing binary heaps and binary search trees are some of the application of that use of binary tree. So as you tell binary tree, each and every binary tree has 2 nodes. There are 2 type of binary trees are there. One is complete binary tree and incomplete binary tree. So complete binary tree, all the nodes have 2 nodes at the same level is called complete binary tree. If incomplete binary tree, so there may or may not the node have the child, it is called incomplete binary tree. And coming to the next topic is called binary tree component. There are 3 binary tree components. Every binary tree node has these 3 components associated with it. It becomes as an essential concept for programmers to understand these 3 binary tree components. First, so for implement the binary tree components, we need doubly linked list concept. So in doubly linked list, we have 3 types of part. One is left part and data part and next part. Here, the pointer is associated with an left and right part. So in these 3 part, one is left and one is right. And the data part is at the middle. Here, data element pointed to left subtree and pointed to right subtree are available. The root node is the first node, and this root node is connected to the left node through pointer of the left, and again the root node is connected to the right node to the right node of that node. So here in the picture we can see three nodes. These are the implementation of the binary tree components.